How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Stevie Grin's Herbal Podcast. Today I'm doing something a little bit different. I am going to try one of the gummies that I got over from my friends at Kali and give you guys a review on that. So what I'm basically going to do here is go ahead and just eat the gummy, let you guys know how it tastes. Then they say it takes about an hour and a half for full absorption. So I'm just going to wait an hour and a half, then come back to you guys. All right. So without any further ado, let me go ahead and eat this gummy. I had one yesterday that is one of the newer gummies. The one I'm reviewing actually is one of the older ones. One of the newer ones had a very kind of like those spice drops that you used to get. One of those flavors going on. Very hempy with like a really strong, it was almost like a licorice type taste afterwards. But that was then, this is this one. So here we go. I got a nice little green one. Not bad. It's kind of a bit of a, maybe just be psychosomatic because of the green, kind of a lime jello type flavor going on. A little bit of a spice underneath. I assume that's the hemp. And there we go. It is down the hatch. And I will be back in an hour and a half. Of course, for you guys, it will just seem like a couple seconds. All right. So anyway, that's it. And just to keep me honest, Alexa, set an alarm for 90 minutes.
1 hour and 30 minutes, starting now.
All right, see you then. And I am back. All right, thank you guys for being so patient. So I took the gummy and let things kind of settle in. I went a little bit long, went about 2 hours to let it take effect. And hey, it's good stuff. It's kind of hard to rate this like I've rated other CBD in the past with, you know, the chiller versus doer type thing. This is, if I were going to do that, this is definitely be a chiller, but this is more of a medicine. This is something I had, and one of the reasons I decided to do this when I did is I took a fall the other day and had a lot of sore muscles and still, a little bit of twinge every now and then. So I was like, hey, why not try it today to see how that kind of stuff works? And hey, it worked great. It's really great for pain, really great for insomnia. I'll admit, I'm kind of glad I didn't have anything going on because I did take a little cat nap. After I took it and let it take effect for a while, and it was good stuff for that. So it's great. Hey, insomnia, pain, this is good stuff. I do want to rate it. I do want to give you guys a a thumbs up, thumbs down type feel. So let's go ahead and say it is, if it were a milkshake, it would bring 9 boys to the yard. And it's just, it's effective. And it's really good stuff. Unfortunately, I've talked before, it has a undeserved stigma because of its roots and a lot of the propaganda surrounding it. But hey, this is good stuff. This is good medicine. So hey, stop by, get some if you can, if you need it, and enjoy. So that being said, it's kind of a quick quick podcast this time, but things are a little, is a different type of product that I'd be using. So next time I think I'm going to be reviewing a juice that I got. It's actually one of my favorites. I've used it, so I'm looking forward to actually giving it the review. It'd be Durban Poison. That's coming up next. So be on the lookout for that. And I will see y'all next time. Stevie out.